Well, it's the fourth day of fierce anti-government protests that have swept across scores of Turkish cities. Demonstrators are calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Protests are underway in the capital, Ankara. Now the police have fired tear gas and water cannons to disperse stone-throwing protesters. Hundreds of young demonstrators have reportedly gathered in the downtown Kızılay Square. Now protesters in Istanbul are also converging on Taksim Square at the moment. Police and protesters have clashed across the country over the past few days. Late on Sunday, angry protesters set fire to the building of the ruling AK Party office in Izmir. Security forces have arrested nearly 2,200 people so far. Over 1,000 demonstrators have also been injured. Now, the Union of Turkish Doctors has confirmed that a young demonstrator named Mehmet Aviletas was killed in Istanbul by a car that rammed into a crowd during the protests. This is Amnesty International reports that two people have been killed in the police crackdown. The harsh security response has drawn international condemnation. Turkey's main stock exchange dropped sharply on Monday following the protests as investors worry about the destabilizing effect of the demonstrations on the economy. Turkey's Confederation of Public Workers Unions also announced that it would hold a warning strike on June 4th and 5th to protest the crackdown. Well, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reacted to the recent anti-government protests.
Ama ben bir başbakan olarak da, bir vatandaş olarak da, bir İstanbullu olarak da, ben bu olayla ilgili olarak şöyle saf, temiz, oradaki duygusal bir bu işte sosyal medyadan aldıkları bilgiler neticesinde oraya katılanları şöyle ayırırsak, bunun dışında aşırı uçların organize ettiği böyle bir eyleme maalesef katılma durumunda olanlar var.
Erdogan said he will stand firm against the protests and promised his supporters that the government will overcome them. Erdogan also claimed that those who failed to defeat his government in democratic elections are trying to defeat him by using these methods. Erdogan has remained defiant so far, denying accusations that he has been acting like a dictator. He has angrily rejected comparisons with the Arab Spring uprisings, arguing that these protesters do not represent the entire Turkish society. Well, we're going to switch over to Istanbul, where we're joined by Press TV's correspondent, Serena Shem. Hi, Serena. Thanks so much for being with us. Tell us the latest on what's going on in Turkey today.
Well, what we do know is that last night in the city, in the area of Başkentaş, which is in Istanbul, there is an office of the Prime Minister, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and protesters used a pickup truck or they tried to get into the office. They tried to destroy it, and that's when police officers used tear gas and water cannons again. And I have to remind you that that tear gas is Agent Orange, and it's banned by the United Nations, and it's very dangerous. And once again, I have to point out that four people have been legally blinded due to that tear gas. And just as you showed the picture of Izmir, where they attacked one of the ruling AK Party offices, that's been happening in Ankara as well. The protesters stand clear with their demand that they want the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan to step down. And just as you just showed that clip right now of Erdogan saying that this is, the protesters are naive and that this has been basically set up by the opposition, and Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, the head of the main Turkish opposition party, just spoke a few moments ago before I started speaking with you, and he had just gotten out of a meeting with the Turkish President Abdullah Gül. And Abdullah Gül has taken a little bit different of a stance than the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He has said, "We have received your message." So also, when the leader of the opposition met with Abdullah Gul, he did say, and I quote, that he had a good conversation with Gul, but he pointed out that the police are using too much brutality against people. And he asked for the Turkish prime minister to apologize to the people and to stop threatening the people. And the threats that are coming out of the Turkish prime minister are just only getting the people more motivated, getting them more angry at the AK Party. We have just gotten back from Taksim Square and from the Gezi Park, where all of this started from, because they wanted to build a shopping mall, and then 50 protesters were out saying, we don't want to ruin this park and ruin this green area, and then they used the security apparatuses, used brutal tactics, and then it just gained momentum and gained momentum to the point where they turned into anti-government protests from the way that the Turkish government handled peaceful protesters. So even now in Taksim, the momentum is still very high, and people are still saying that they want to get rid of the dictator, and they want an end to the fascist government, and they want an end to authoritarian rule, and they're saying that they don't want Erdogan or his ruling AK Party. I talked to several people up there. They said that Erdogan is trying to control them. There was one famous actor up there, actually, and he said, I've been waiting for this for so long. I can't believe that the people finally found the courage to speak out. I didn't accept it to happen, and I'm very happy that it would happen. I asked so many people, would you call this a Turkish spring? And they said, yes, it seems that it's the beginning of the Turkish spring. I hope that it doesn't lose momentum, and that I hope that it continues to carry on. So that's basically the scene as of right now.
Well, Serena, what about in other cities? You talked about Taksim Square, of course, in Istanbul. Do you have reports of what's going on in other cities in the country?
Well, we've heard in Ankara that there was clashes with hundreds of youth protesters and with the police, and you showed some footage of that as well. They used water cannons again. They used tear gas. There's a lot going on in Ankara because they were trying to get to the parliament building as well, and they've been trying to get to a lot of official buildings that are related to the AK Party, and they really haven't been able to as of right now, but the situation is not calming down. And that's the thing, in Taksim, you still see a large amount of people, but not as much as you saw in previous days. And it's not because the protests are losing momentum, it is because the protests have just wound up everywhere. So maybe certain areas are closer to home. And you also mentioned about the young boy who was 20 years old, his name is Mehmet, who lost his life after a taxi cab drove into a crowd of protesters. So we know that protests all around are really gaining momentum, and that police are using brutal force against the protesters. I do know that there's a lot of protests going on in Hatay. However, the media has not been covering them. I haven't seen any footage of the incidents, but I have seen pictures. Some of our sources have sent us a lot of pictures. And our sources also tell us that people are very angry because a lot of people are being arrested. I think the number's at 1,700. It might even be to 2,000 by now. So that is really making people angry as well.
All right. Well, thank you so much for that update. Serena Shem out of Istanbul.